Paul Plakas joins us. Plakas, how you doing?
Gregor, I'm doing great. Thank you.
You don't play NHL 16, do you?
No, I don't play that. I just play the live stuff. So I'm all about feeling it and experiencing it myself.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. An interesting thing today to discuss is there such a thing as like an ideal week of exercise that, will benefit people?
Yes. Yeah. So I think so. So I think a lot of people might be confused of how much should I be doing? How long should I go? What should I be doing? There's all these questions that they have. So first, depending on what your goal is, if your goal is, for most people, they just want general overall fitness. They want a little bit of weight loss. They want to have some good cardiovascular. They want some muscular strength, that kind of stuff. So I came up with an ideal week of exercise. So I'm kind of a firm believer that everybody should devote at least an hour of their day for some kind of physical activity to maintain and improve the fitness of their body. So I kind of broke it down into a few things. So the first thing I would recommend is for everybody to do two workouts that involve some sort of free weights, resistance training, that work all the joints in their body in various directions and various levels of torque and load. So you want to start off with that. The resistance training is to help you build muscular strength and endurance. It helps you bend your joints under load. It helps to keep you functional throughout your whole life. So whatever you're going to experience in your day that is difficult, you're going to have the fitness and the functionality in order to accomplish that without too much fatigue.
So weight training kind of twice a week. And then what about high intensity interval training, you would only do that once a week?
Yes. So when you're doing really hard stuff, so when I say high intensity interval training, I mean something that's going to be an exertion level like of 9 or 10. So you're pretty well going full out, but you're going about maybe 30 seconds to a minute of a full out effort. So it can be a variety of things. Say it's biking or running. What you would do if you're biking, 30 seconds to a minute, spin and push that bike at a tension level that's very difficult, where after 30 seconds to a minute, it's like, wow, that was as hard as I could go. Then you take about 2 to 3 times the recovery. So if you're going about 30 seconds, you want to take about 60 to 90 seconds of a nice light to moderate tension and spin where you recover. Then you do a repeat. So you want to do about 10 sets of those, and you want to do that about once a week. So that's really to help build your cardiovascular fitness and aerobic power, so that just to be able to have that stamina and endurance to do something intense.
So you would drop a kind of, you go 30 seconds, you know, because a lot of people maybe just thinking, okay, I want to try this at home. Obviously start at a lower time, maybe even 20 seconds or 30. And then so if you go 20 seconds, then you rest for a minute. If you go 30 seconds, you rest for a minute and a half and then go again.
It usually takes 2 to 3 times, and obviously longer the less fit you are, in order to recover from a good hard bout of that activity. So if you're going 30 seconds, take about a minute and 90 seconds to recover, somewhere in there. And then, again, repeat and try that about 10 times for whatever activity you're doing.
Are you a big believer in the whole I have to walk 10,000 steps a day?
Well, what that's for is just, they call it NEAT calories. So it's non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So what that means is just daily movement. Like a lot of people, what they'll do is they may devote an hour of exercise to their body, but the other 23 hours of the day, they do nothing. They're sitting at a desk, they're laying in bed sleeping, they're sitting at a computer watching TV. So really that hour of exercise is almost negated if your goal is to have any kind of good body fat levels, if you're doing nothing all day long. So a lot of people justify, hey, I worked out for an hour so I can loaf around all day long. So in weight loss, it's often sometimes more important to be active more hours in your day than it is just to get 1 hour of exercise in. So that's just as important. So 10,000, I think, is the minimum amount of steps a person should take in a day, just to be an active person should take in a day.
So let's say you do your workout, Paul, that you started twice a week. So let's just pick Monday, Thursday, for instance.
Yeah.
You're doing your free weight training. Would you mix in a cardio training on the same day as that, or only if you've been working out for a while?
Yeah, you could do a cardio. I wouldn't do one of those high intensity intervals. But one of the other things I would recommend is 3 times a week, I think you should do something of moderate intensity. So instead of working at a 9 or 10 out of a 10 level of exertion, you'd want to work about a 7, up to a maximum 7 level of exertion. So that's basically riding a bike or going for a run or a jog or a swim, whatever, where you're working, but it's not killing you and you can continue doing it. And there you'd want to up the duration for about 45 minutes to an hour. So you'd want to do that about 3 times a week. You shouldn't be trying every workout. So maybe once high-intensity interval training, two times a week, some free weights, and then 3 times a week you want to do something moderate intensity that's continuous that you enjoy. It could be rollerblading, it could be biking, it could be dancing, it could be cross-country skiing, swimming. It's whatever you want to do. Devote 3 times a week to that.
I also know you have on here a stretch every day. But I think it's probably the one thing that very few of us actually do consistently.
Right, and this is just to keep good mobility in all your joints, because if you have a desk job, that sitting position and that posture is going to tighten up certain muscles. If you play one sport and that's all you do, that one sport's going to work certain muscles that are going to constantly get tight, and other muscles are going to be less lengthened and weak. So you want to do good mobility movements, so dynamic movement, stretching, yoga, anything that makes you pull on a joint, lengthening muscle. That's not that intensive at a level. You can do that every day, and then people should focus on positions that they're always in a short joint position, and then try to open up that joint. So if thing, just your hips, get your back rotating and moving a little bit. So depending on what you do, you definitely want to get mobility in those joints that are tight.
Plakas, always good to talk to you. In 20 seconds, we got a quick text. Is there any protein shakes that you recommend for normal guys, not bodybuilders?
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend the protein shakes. I've never done them because we generally don't have a problem with not getting enough protein. If you are vegan or if you have some kind of problem digesting protein, then yeah, any kind of whey protein can kind of do it for you. But for my shakes, I just put yogurt, bananas, strawberries, a little bit of almond milk, blend that sucker. There's plenty of protein in that. You don't need to add a whole bunch extra.
Plakas, always good to talk to you, buddy.
Okay, bud. Have a good night.